Yoga practice is a great way to become more connected with your body. Yoga not only increases physical flexibility and strength, but it can also lead to greater flexibility and strength of your awareness if done mindfully. Throughout this exercise, we'll be moving our body and holding certain postures. If you have previous experience with yoga, try approaching this with a beginner's mind, as if this were the first time you were moving your body. Be curious of how it feels to move through the air and how it affects your breathing, your thoughts, and your emotions. While practicing yoga, the default sensation to bring to the front of your awareness is the sensations of breathing. What is unique about yoga is that we want to integrate the sensations of breathing with the movement of our body. As a general rule, we breathe out as we engage in any movement that contracts the belly and the front side of the body, and we breathe in as we engage in any movement that expands the front side of the body and contracts the back. For example, if you're lifting one leg while lying on your back, you would breathe out as you lift it. But if you're lying on your belly and lifting the leg, you'd breathe in. When practicing yoga, we want to continuously change what comes to the forefront of our awareness. When moving, the idea is to bring the sensations of movement to the front of your awareness and follow the sensations that come with the movement closely. When we hold a posture, the idea is to bring all the sensations that come along with it to the forefront of our awareness, including the position of our body in space and the evolving sensations and areas that are engaged in the posture, which may involve muscle fatigue, trembling, tingling, pressure, warmth, and so on. And from time to time, the idea is to connect the breath with the movement in the holds. When holding a challenging posture, when you approach your limit, the idea is to hold it long enough so that you can relax into it. If you find yourself struggling and fighting it, first notice your impulse to struggle. Notice any thoughts that may come with it, and then include your breathing in the forefront of your awareness so that you can connect the breath to the sensations of discomfort. Imagining that as you breathe in, the breath enters the body and is directed to the region of discomfort, expanding this region to make room for the sensations. And as you breathe out, imagining breathing from that region to the outside of your body. Importantly, work with your body's limits all the time, with the intention of observing and exploring the boundaries between what your body can do and where it says, stop for now. Never stretch beyond this limit to the point of pain. Some discomfort is inevitable when you're working at your limits, but you need to learn how to enter this healthy stretching zone, slowly and mindfully, so that you're nourishing your body, not damaging it as you explore your limits. Begin by laying down in the corpse posture, on your back, with your arms by your side, palms up, letting your feet fall to the sides. And just becoming aware of the body resting, feeling the contact with the floor that it's laying on, and noticing that it's breathing. Noticing the rise and the fall of the belly as you breathe in and out. So just connecting with the breath for now. Let your body sink into the floor even more every time you breathe out. Just laying here, watching the breath, and letting the body melt into the floor. Take your time. And now, on the next out-breath, stretch your arms up over your head. Do this slowly and purposefully, centimeter by centimeter, until the arms come to rest on the floor behind your head. And notice the release of the muscles as your arms land behind you. Now stretching the entire body out from your hands to your heels. So lengthen the back of your neck by tucking in your chin and stretching your whole body. Holding. Remembering to breathe and release the stretch. And on your next out-breath, bringing your arms back over your head until they reach the ground on your sides. So do this slowly and mindfully. Noticing the moment the hands and the arms touch the floor. So experience the contact with the floor, just relaxing, letting go, just getting back to breathing at the belly region. Next, bending your knees with your feet flat on the floor, hip-width apart. We'll do pelvic tilts. So to do so, you want to contract the belly and then lift the tailbone off the floor while pressing the base of the spine, so your lower back, into the floor. So this is a subtle movement. So the tailbone is lifting off the floor and the base of the spine pushing into the floor. Holding. And now we'll reverse the movement by arching the lower back. So with your tailbone, this time against the floor, so you create space between your lower back and the floor. So you're digging your tailbone into the floor. Arching the lower back, holding. Okay, and then shifting back the other way, rocking back and forth, tilting the pelvis back and forth at your own pace, paying attention to the sensations of that part of the body each time. Now coming to a stop and then settling back into the corpse posture. And now feel how different your body feels now. just feeling the consequences of the pelvic tilts. Scanning your body. And then returning to the breath. So noticing the breath at the belly region. And now bring both your knees up to the chest, wrapping your arms around your shins. So gently squeeze your knees down to the chest as you breathe out, and then away from the chest as you breathe in. Let your breath do the squeezing and just notice the movement. Now, as you continue to breathe, gently rock from side to side slightly, massaging the muscles on either side of the spine. Now coming to rest and putting the left leg straight on the floor, while continuing to hug the right leg. So holding this posture. And if you want, you can also raise your head so that your forehead is touching your right knee. And so anchor your awareness on your breath and notice your limits. Direct your breath to the limits. Just holding, seeing what shows up. Remember to breathe. And now returning the head to rest on the floor if it was up. And on the next out-breath, reversing the posture. So bring the left leg back to the chest and then straighten the right leg on the floor. Be mindful of the transition. And notice how different both your legs feel right now. So holding the left leg. And if you want, placing your forehead on the left knee. So lifting the head and then holding. Remember to check in with the breath, connecting the breath with the hold. Listen to what your body's saying to you right now. Be curious about your limits as you hold your left leg. Just the act of hugging may bring up a specific emotion for you. If so, just notice and let it be. And then when you're ready, letting go of the knee and then letting both legs rest on the ground as you return to the corpse posture. And just feeling the echoes of these movements. Tuning into your body. and then remembering to stay with the breath. And now, on your own time, very slowly and mindfully, rolling over onto the hands and the knees. And notice how different this feels compared to being on your back. And on your next out-breath, arch the back so that your spine reaches for the ceiling, and at the same time, put your head down so that the top of your head reaches for the floor into a cat stretch. So arch your back as far as it can go as your head drops down between your arms. Feeling where your limit is, and just dwelling there for a bit, bringing your full bare awareness to the experience of the stretch. And then on the next in-breath, bring the belly down towards the floor, tilt the pelvis down, and bring the head up and stretch it backwards, looking at the ceiling. Again, noticing the limits of the stretch and then just dwelling there for a bit. And reversing once again and repeating these postures a few more times at your own pace. Just being tuned in to the messages of your body, going to the limit of what your body can do right now, and noticing any thoughts or emotions you might be having to these limits. And then simply letting go and bringing your attention back to the posture. Breathing with the posture. And then when you're ready, returning to a neutral position on your hands and knees. And now stretch the right leg into the air, lifting it up behind you. Feeling how your balance is compromised and what muscles need to be activated in order to maintain your balance. And then when your balance has stabilized, if you wish to, you can raise your left arm and stretch it in front of you. Being mindful of what happens to your balance. Just really trying to lengthen the spine by stretching as far as your body will let you with both your right leg and then your left arm. Just holding, noticing what shows up as you hold, remembering to listen to your body, if you have to temporarily put your hand down, doing so. So just staying with this posture, holding. Noticing your experience. Connecting it with the breath. And now, slowly and mindfully, bring your arm and your leg back to the floor. And then when your arm and your leg reach the floor, feel the difference in that experience. So feel the difference between both legs and both arms and the different muscles in the back. And now we'll reverse the posture. So when you're ready, slowly raising your left leg into the air behind you. And then once you're stabilized, if you want to, you can raise your right arm in front of you. So notice what happens. Be aware of your body as a whole. Stretch as far as you can, lengthening the spine, and be aware of your limits. Notice any mental activity that may show up. Just acknowledging it and then coming back to the breath as you hold this posture. Just connecting the breath to the sensations. Breathing into and around the sensations. So notice how your experience evolves over time as you hold this posture. Notice what happens to your experience as fatigue sets in. And now very slowly, centimeter by centimeter, let your arms and your legs lower to the ground and really try to focus your attention on the movement as you approach the floor. And when you finally reach the floor, just savoring the feeling in your muscles as they release and they relax. And now lowering your buttocks to the heels and then stretching into child's pose, resting your forehead onto the floor between your arms. Just staying there for a moment. Savoring the stretch. And as you exhale, sinking even deeper into it, take your time. And then on your own time, in your own way, returning on your back to the corpse posture. Savoring every little movement in each moment. And as you lie on your back, noticing the push of gravity on your body. And just let your whole body melt into the floor as you breathe out. If you want, you can sigh out loud as you breathe out, feeling as though you've arrived at home after a long day at work. Just resting, feeling the echoes of all the movements you've done. Allow yourself the opportunity to do nothing just for right now. Becoming aware of the body as a whole. Letting breathing just occur naturally without feeling the need to control anything. Know that you have the ability to move your body if you want to, but that you're not using that ability and you're choosing to be still for now. And as the yoga meditation comes to an end, taking a moment to notice and appreciate the state of mind and body you've created for yourself, knowing this meditation is available to you at any time. And by doing this mindful yoga, you're engaging in a powerful process, helping you to take better control of your physical and mental health, promoting well-being. Taking a few more moments to just savor the sensations in your body. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes and stretch.